This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
Goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Incredible times to be alive here. We are going to be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. He is taping an interview right now with Kalen Robinson, an update on the Tommy Robinson situation. So he's getting that interview uploaded and sent over to us here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. He, of course, on the road. And, of course, Kalen Robinson over in the UK. Now, you heard that intro, and it's strange. Why do they hate us so much? Why do they demonize Alex Jones so much? Well, there's multiple layers and facets to this, but take a look at what's going on right now on the Alex Jones Show. We're getting the exclusive. We're getting the breaking intel. We've got the information that the people actually want to know. The MSNBCs, the CNNs, even the Fox News is out there, don't get this type of information. And even if they were to, and this is the key, they wouldn't run with it. So even if Kalen Robinson wanted to have any of these television news outlets as a platform to get the Tommy Robinson story out there, they wouldn't run with it. It gets a media blackout. When this story about Tommy Robinson getting transferred goes fully viral, do you expect to see it on television? Of course not. That's why they hate us. That's why they fear us. We're not afraid to run with this stuff. They want every media outlet to be on the same level of fear so that they'll only cover news that is comfortable to that platform. That's not what we do here. That's why we get the exclusive. That's why Alex Jones is making sure that we get this on the other side of the break interview with Kalen Robinson aired so that people can understand what's going on. But just think about the notion, and you know, seeing the video of Tommy Robinson being arrested, I hope that that isn't the video that goes down in history as the last video you ever see from Tommy Robinson. But it's almost as if he knew that this was going to happen the whole time. It's almost as if Tommy decided he was going to sacrifice himself for the greater cause. And you have to wonder if Tommy Robinson even knows what he's done now to expose how radical Islam has taken over the government of the UK police enforcement, law enforcement, the judicial system, and even the prison system, folks. It is very real, and it's scary, the latest on the other side.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Waiting to get the latest from Alex Jones on the Tommy Robinson developments. Did the radical Islamicists that have taken over multiple wings of the UK government just sentence Tommy Robinson to death for reporting? And why? I mean, if you really... It should all start here. Why was Tommy Robinson arrested for reporting on a court case, not even inside the courtroom, not doing anything to incite violence at the scene, just reporting on the facts of the case? I mean, should we arrest the people inside the courtroom that were talking about this case as well? And then you realize Tommy Robinson gets a worse punishment for standing outside the courtroom and reporting on cases of child rape than the actual rapists. Tommy Robinson is deemed as public enemy number one when it comes to Britain's government, not the rape gangs and radical Islamic sex trafficking that has invaded their country since the open borders policy was initiated. But I guess if you're Sadiq Khan and you're the mayor of London, well, child sex trafficking and pedophile rings is just part and parcel now. That's just part and parcel to the UK. And if you want to complain about that, you see, you're the problem and you have to be shut down. And, you know, these police officers that are taking Tommy in, you know what? I'm sorry, you're a bunch of spineless cowards too. Because you know damn well what you're doing. It'd be one thing if Tommy Robinson was outside of a mosque in the middle of some ceremony, some religious ceremony, shouting at them, calling them all rapists, telling them all that they're openly allowing rape gangs to operate and ignoring it. Okay, maybe then law enforcement might have to stop in and do something, but that's not even the case. He's standing outside of a courtroom on a street peacefully reporting on known cases that are already in every other mainstream news outlet. So he could have been sitting there, standing on the streets, reporting on news, just reading from other news outlets. All he would be doing is just reading from other news outlets. Would they have arrested him for that? Yes, they would have. That's what they did. He may not have had the physical news story piece of paper in front of him reading from it, but he might as well have. Would they have arrested him then? But again, I watched that video. Roll the B-roll again, guys. of Tommy Robinson being arrested, and you just pray to God this is not the last video of Tommy Robinson you ever see. You hope that these police officers did not just send Tommy Robinson to his imminent death. You hope that that's not the case, that you don't have radicals inside the UK government that want Tommy Robinson dead because of his free speech. You hope that you don't have a radical Islamic religious wing taking over the UK government that wants to make an example of Tommy Robinson and show the rest of Britain, Britain has fallen, radical Islam runs the show now. But that is the message that would be sent if the worst happens to Tommy Robinson. And I watched that video of him, what we hope is not his last video of him getting arrested. I look at that video, and I almost see it in his eyes that he knew what was about to happen. And I wonder if Tommy Robinson didn't go into that day realizing what he was going to do, understanding the bigger picture, and like Obi-Wan Kenobi facing down Darth Vader on the Death Star, lowering his lightsaber and allowing Darth Vader to strike him down just to show everyone who Darth Vader really was. And to then move the momentum in the direction against Darth Vader. That's what is happening. And that's why they have to have a media blackout of Tommy Robinson. That's why they won't allow Tommy Robinson to report. That's why they don't let the media report on Tommy Robinson or the child trafficking sex rings. Because they know if you report on that, they know if you report on Tommy Robinson, they lose. Because Tommy Robinson is Obi-Wan Kenobi. And now the radical Islamicists are Darth Vader taking over England. And again, there's nothing wrong if people want to be Muslims in England, that's fine. Oh, but if you're going to run sex trafficking rings in the name of your religion and then use your religion as a cover, well then yeah, that's a problem. If you're going to have open borders and then have a known agenda to bring in as many Muslims as possible, whether you think it's for diversity or whether there's a radical element of this that wants to make England fall, well then, yeah, you want to make an issue of that. You want to put light on that. That is a problem. That's what Tommy Robinson did. That's why he got arrested. That's why they want him dead. That's why they don't let the media report on it. Because if you report on Tommy Robinson, if you show Tommy Robinson, then you see how radical Islam is taking over. Then you see how the government is taking a knee when it comes to child sex trafficking. That's what this is. You want to talk about taking a knee for the national anthem? How about the government in Britain taking a knee to sex trafficking rings? How about the government in Britain taking a knee to radical Islam trying to destroy Great Britain? How about taking a knee to free speech and arresting an individual for his right to free speech? That's taking a knee. That's pathetic. That is an entire country taking a knee to child sex trafficking and violent religious extremists. That is the media taking a knee to child sex trafficking and violent religious extremists. That's what this is. And, you know, you don't want to believe that this is the case. You don't want to think that you're here hating a group of people. But the facts are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. The facts are the facts. Look at the numbers of the Muslim population in Britain. And you say, okay, well, what's wrong with that? Well, I don't know. Why does crime increase at the same rate? Why do all these radical Islamic sex trafficking rings keep getting exposed and arrested and brought to trial? So maybe there's not something wrong with Muslims coming into England, but we have all these facts that are directly correlated with radical Islam coming into England. So maybe we should report on it. Oh, you want to report on it? We're locking your ass up. And by the way, radical Islam has taken over, so we're going to send you to the radical Islam jail and let them kill you. And that'll send a message to anyone else in Britain. You think you can stand up against radical Islam? You're going to die. Because we're in control now. And you hope that that's not the story. You hope that's not the case. But I'm seeing it all happen, folks. And no one else will report on this. You're not going to see this on television news. You're not going to see this on BBC. You're only going to see this at Infowars.com and other outlets that have been fair to Tommy Robinson. So we're going to have the update with Alex Jones on the other side. But, folks, this is why your support at InfowarsStore.com is so important. This is why they're trying to sue us into a crisis. This is why they try to dehumanize us with the fake news. This is why they attack Alex Jones all day. This is why they want InfoWars shut down. We will report on this. We will not back down. We get these exclusives because they know we will tell the truth. So unlike the rest of the spineless media in this country, we're going to report on the facts, and we're not too scared to do it. So on the other side, we're going to hear an update on the Tommy Robinson case from Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shop, Natural Markets, Independent Pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson, rub it in.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are waiting to get the latest from Alex Jones and Kalen Robinson on the Tommy Robinson developments. So stay tuned for the latest on that. You know, ironically, I guess this is a campaign that Snapchat is doing, and it's 100 years of beauty. And the one that I saw, I'm not sure, again, I don't know if this is a campaign, if they've done others, but the one I saw was 100 years of beauty, and it was Iranian women. And it's funny because you watch this, and it starts out with the Iranian women in the oppressive hijab. Then it goes into the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, and the hijab is gone, and they start experimenting with makeup and different hairstyles, and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, oh, they're okay. Then it hits the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, and they still do the makeup and hair. And then they put the hijab on over it. And so you don't even see the makeup. You don't even see the hairstyle. And Snapchat is celebrating this female oppression as Iranian beauty. And it's hilarious that in the actual video that Snapchat puts out, they show you how the Iranian women went from being oppressed to being free from the oppressive hijab, to then going back to the oppressive hijab. And they just kind of roll it out like, oh yeah, all cool, all trendy. And now the crew is rolling all the footage of all the Iranian women that are ditching their hijab now. Yeah, it's a symbol of female oppression. It's a symbol of dominance over women. It's a symbol of treating women like a second-class citizen. This is what the most extreme versions of Islam do. This is what countries do that are run by Islamic extremists. In Saudi Arabia, they just announced this year that women can even drive a car. Who knows if that's even going on? But then Snapchat makes it trendy. Oh, the hijab is trendy. Oh, Linda Cockroach Sarsour says it's trendy. Yeah, there it is right there. That's literally it. Thank you to the crew. They have a couple of the snapshots. So there you see it. Okay, 1910s, 20s, the oppressive hijab. 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s. 70s, they start using new hair, new makeup. You're like, oh, okay, there's some beauty stuff. Okay. Then it hits the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and they're right back in the hijab. But the crazy thing is, they still do all the hair and all the makeup, and then they put the hijab on over it anyway. I mean, whatever. I'm just saying, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I just find it ironic that Snapchat is using this as a trendy thing, like, ooh, you know, this is freeing and tolerance and diversity in Iran, beautiful women. And then they actually show you how the oppression of women in Iran has developed over the years. And they don't even get it. They don't even get it. And then the average leftist thinks that the hijab is a woman, is a symbol of women's empowerment. I mean, I guess if you're doing it as like a joke or something, I just don't get it. I mean, it's all so bass-ackwards. It's like, how do you even wrap your head around it? Like one of the crew members was talking to me in the break. He was like, don't you understand that Tommy Robinson is the one being treated like a pedophile? So the actual pedophiles, I'm a hijabi feminist. What a, no, you're not, well, okay, fine, whatever. You know what? I don't get it. Tommy Robinson is the one that gets treated like a pedophile. Tommy Robinson is not allowed to go in front of a courtroom. Tommy Robinson has restraining orders. Tommy Robinson is the one on probation. Not a violent offender, just a guy whose free speech is considered offensive, and so he's the bad guy. He's the guy that gets multiple years in jail. He's the guy who has restraining orders and can't even have free speech anymore. But the actual radical pedophile gangs get short prison sentences, get covered up by the media, and they even say, well, we have to be tolerant. This is just their heritage. This is just their culture. And we also want to be tolerant and diverse, so we're going to continue to bring them in here. But then if you mention that it's their heritage and it's their culture, see, you're going to jail. So think about that, too. So you even have the courts saying that you have to listen to this to these people because, well, raping children and sex trafficking rings is just part of their heritage, part of their culture. So we have to accept that. We have to be tolerant of that. That's our diversity. But if you report that, you're the bad guy, you're fake news, your free speech gets attacked, you're not allowed near a courtroom, you're not allowed to talk about it. So then they act like it doesn't exist. The media doesn't talk about it. Media blackout. They say, oh, it's the religion of peace. But then they admit, well, we kind of have to be tolerant of this and understand that this is just where they come from. And there's going to be some child sex trafficking and some grooming by these, you know, radical Islam rape gangs. And that's just how it's going to go. So be tolerant and accepting of that. And then again, if you report on it, though, you go to jail. You're public enemy number one, not the radical child raping gangs. They're allowed to operate. It's part of their culture. And if you want to have a culture, if you want to have a culture as somebody in England, if you want to have a British culture, well, see, that's not tolerated. You see, we can't tolerate that. I mean, it's so screwy. It's like, how do you even wrap your head around it? I guess just like a hijab and then call it freedom. So wrap your head in all the madness, call it sanity, wrap your head in the hijab and call it freedom. That's what this is now. Now, I've got stacks and stacks of news that we need to get to, but we're going to hopefully hear the latest from Alex Jones on this Tommy Robinson situation. Again, it's all developing right now, and no one else is going to cover this stuff. There's a media blackout on this. You're not allowed to cover this in England. No television media in America is going to touch this. And it goes beyond just the radical Islamic rape gangs that have been moved into Europe. This is a free speech issue. And if you can litigate people's right to free speech out in the courts, that's an even bigger free speech issue. Why isn't the media all over this? Fine. You don't want to touch the radical Islamic rape gangs that went into Britain? Fine. I understand it. You don't want to touch that. You don't want to seem hateful. You don't want to be controversial. Fine. Don't touch it. Don't talk about the child rape gangs. Fine. Whatever. Don't talk about the child grooming to be sex slaves. Fine, don't talk about that. You're too big of a coward. I get it. Why won't you at least talk about the attack on free speech? Why won't you at least say, hey, here's a guy reporting on an ongoing trial from inside, standing on the street, and he gets arrested and sentenced to jail? And they'll say, oh, but don't you understand? The court said he wasn't allowed to do that. Oh, so the court says he doesn't get free speech, therefore he doesn't get free speech. Well, what if the court said that about you? What if the court decided you don't get free speech? Because that's what next. Tommy Robinson's fate is the fate of the UK.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Okay, we're going to have the latest from Alex Jones and Kaylin Robinson soon. We are finalizing getting that interview put together so that we can broadcast it here on The Alex Jones Show. Now, we had Dr. Shiva Ayadure scheduled. We preempted that for the Tommy Robinson thing. But Shiva also, Dr. Shiva Ayadure, running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren, he's also got breaking news. But we're going to go ahead and break that for you tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. So we're going to have that for you tomorrow. We're going to have the Tommy Robinson breaking news for you shortly here on the Alex Jones Show. In the meantime, though, I want to get through this news here domestically. That I think is important. Let's start with the New York Post. Politicians fear for safety as threats against Congress skyrocket. Now, as you can imagine, most of these threats are coming to Republicans. And, of course, this is in wake of the shooting that happened a year ago tomorrow, where Steve Scalise was shot I believe there were a couple other patrons shot by a radical left winger who specifically was trying to target Republicans. And whether or not the New York Times intentionally put out the information about that baseball practice that had lax security, that's what the shooter used to plan this shooting. And it was probably, folks, honestly, an act of God, a miracle that stopped that day from becoming a mass shooting. Because you're talking about a guy with a rifle and sitting targets, and luckily the individual was either a bad shot or something that day, again, a miracle, stopped more people from being shot and stopped people from dying. Imagine, and I'm glad, don't twist this here, but can you imagine if that would have been a mass shooting and you would have had multiple Republican politicians dead because of a radical left-wing terrorist? I mean, again, I'm glad that isn't what happened, but that's what's going on. That's where the radical left has entered right now. And they'll say, oh, there's all kinds of shootings and this, that, other thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about politically motivated hatred. Hatred that stems from politics, hatred that stems from fake news, that drives radical left-wingers to violence. And you can say, well, the same happens to, right-wingers. Well, show me the cases. Show me the cases where a radical, quote-unquote, right-winger in the name of his politics goes out and targets people that have a different political opinion. No, that's the left wing on the streets of America assaulting Trump supporters. That's the left wing assaulting media. That is literal radical left wingers going to a Republican baseball practice and attempting mass murder. But they didn't make a big event out of that, did they? They didn't want to draw attention to that, did they? They didn't want to call for gun control on that event, did they? And that's why President Trump tweets out today, the fake news is the country's biggest enemy. But can you imagine, as the story again from the New York Post, politicians fear for safety as threats against Congress skyrocket. Yeah, even Ajit Pai. Again, it's all radical left wingers. Can you imagine, though, how this country might look today if the radical left wing terrorist that shot up the Republican baseball practice, hit Steve Scalise and others? Can you imagine if that event would have been a mass shooting event with multiple dead people? Can you imagine how that would have changed the course of history? Can you imagine, though, the narratives that the left would have still tried to run with? They might have tried to black that story out. In fact, they definitely would have. Or they just would have blamed the gun like they normally do. So that's why politicians are being threatened more than ever right now. In good news, food stamp enrollment dips to lowest level in 8 years. This is good. This is getting people off of being dependent. This is getting people off of the government plantation. This is freeing people. This is lightening the burden financially on our government. So this is good. And this is just a reaction to more people working. This is just a reaction to the job market. When you can earn a living, you can afford to pay for your own food. That's why food stamp enrollment dips to the lowest level in 8 years. All right, Alex Jones is back with us now, and he's just gotten some of the details hammered out on what's going on with Tommy Robinson, speaking to his manager, Kaylin Robinson. Alex Jones joins us back from the road. Alex, what's the latest?
Well, I want to be clear. Kaylin was going to come on live with us when he learned more. He talked to Tommy. I ended up this morning saying, because I know Kaylin gets busy, I said, hey, let's tape an interview. And when Riley talked to Tommy, because he was telling me, Tommy says, I don't care what the lawyers say, you go on air. I met the president. They said they're going to murder me tonight. And he said he was as scared to say where it was. So I'm sitting there writing all these notes. I then say, listen, we need to just tape this. So we taped it. And he said, no, I'll come on. Sure enough, can't come on now. Being threatened, you name it. I mean, the UK is under a blanket of tyranny in our curtain. Well, guess what? We got the tape. And I called Kaylin up, and he said, well, since you've already got it taped, I can't stop you. But he said, can you just get it aired quick? Because he said, man, they are on his ass. So That is the circus I've been going through the last 2+ hours. It's nothing compared to what Tommy's going through. We are going to air this in the second and third segment of the next hour. So we're talking like 15, 20 minutes away. We're going to air this. I have been trying to get the interview sent to you guys because I'm literally leaving the Central Pacific right now, packing up and so going. That's why I'm a little bit cattywampus here. I apologize. So that is all coming. So you are getting the interview sent to you. I see it right here on the screen. It's being sent to you right now, so it won't be all dolled up like the fancy studio or anything. But it is unbelievable, okay? I'm just going to leave it to you. People know I don't do cliffhangers like other talk shows. Like, oh, coming up. People know I just tell you up front what's going on. This is so insane. And then at the front of the interview that I taped earlier today, Kalen wouldn't get into a bunch of the stuff that he told me off air. Then he went ahead and got into all of it. He said he's never seen Tommy this scared. And he's scared because he's worried about his family and the country. And he can't believe the government told him, we don't like you here. You're a dead man. And he said, excuse me, when they brought him into the prison. And they put him in the right in the central area, 70%+ Muslim. And they laughed at him and they said, goodbye. They basically told him, you're a dead man. And it's psychological warfare because they had 30,000 people show up in the streets of London on the 9th. The prime minister can't do that. And they basically are saying, you shut up, you call the people off, or you're a dead man. And so they've now put him in queue at the gallows. So Tommy Robinson is now handcuffed, being walked to the gallows pole. In fact, next segment, let's come in with Iron Maiden. Hallowed be thy name. I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life because there isn't much time. Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time for me are running low, running low, running low. And I just, the manliness of this. First to expose the grooming gang, so they were right next in a kebab shop to his tanning salon. He's 23, already married. He's got multiple kids now. He sees them running little crying girls in the men's cars. He calls the police. They come and harass him. He finds out CPS is working with him to take kids. He starts beating these people's asses to save the kids. Who wouldn't do that? Well, turns out today that's really rare. Cops aren't going to do something? Tommy's like, you know, 5'7". He squares up, beats these guys' ass. Start throwing him in prison. Look at his mortgage forms. Oh, looks like said you made 5,000 pounds more than you did. We're going to take your house, put you in prison for a year, let Muslims beat you and attack you. On and on and on. 11 years later, all their rape gangs are exposed everywhere. They're going down, and they're pissed, and they're panicking, and they're so crazy. They think if they can murder Tommy, that'll make us all crawl in our holes scared of them. You go ahead, Hitler, bomb London, and see you get your ass handed to you. Let's do it. Target civilians. See what happens, scum.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Come in like the cavalry at our most desperate moment. Those who have been champions of liberty, those who were the igniters of the rebellion, those who don't have presidential protection like the president, we are under attack. Tommy Robinson facing a near-death sentence in the next few days, the next few hours. They put him in the main wing, general population, open cell, high security, 71% Muslim prison. He was brought in last night. And they beat the walls and they said, when they open those doors tomorrow, you are dead. And Robinson got his 1 minute phone call that he gets every 2 days. And he called Kale and he said, I don't care what those lawyers say. You get out there and you say they told me I'm a dead man when I got here. And by the way, I was told even more, the lawyers are threatening everybody and just say, oh, don't do it. They'll be nice if you stop. You know, we're going to get him in a better prison. We don't know why they moved him from a low security to a high security. for being a reporter. We've got a political dissident being put in a high-security, mainly Muslim prison run by them. You know, the asylums, the prisons are run by the inmates. And they're beating the wall saying, we're going to kill you tomorrow. We're going to kill you. And it's tomorrow. We don't even know. He talked to him about 4 hours ago. 4 hours ago. And we're live right now. He was going to come on with us live earlier in the hour. By then he said, no, the lawyers are freaking out. My God, Tommy told me to do it, and I told you, but now they're totally freaking out, and the family's freaking out. And I said, well, luckily, you know, I said, let's tape something. And he goes, it's up to you. He said, it's what Tommy wants. And I said, I'm doing what Tommy asked. People can get on the fence about this all day. Is it the right thing to do? I already told you before I knew the lawyers got involved and told him not to go on air. I predicted that would happen. It's not hard to predict. And now the cat's already out of the bag. So have you guys gotten that upload? Do you guys have the interview now there at the ATX in Austin? You guys don't you guys don't have the segments yet. Okay. Well, it says it uploaded. And it's just a 20-minute interview. It's taped. It's just chop it in half, and I made some mess-ups in the middle and sent the website wrong, so I have teleprompter-free. So towards the end, there's like 2 minutes of mess-ups. And my Skype cut out on it, so it's probably about 16 minutes. So just, but you want air it with the mess-ups. Who cares? Just, we have to get this on air while we're still on air. Air it raw. I don't care. Just air the damn thing. So they've gotten the upload, folks. They told me in their ear that it's 20 minutes long and it's messed up, sent. They got to chop it up, but I don't care. We got to get it out on air. I hate doing stuff tape. It's magically I mess up on this tape. I don't mess up that much when it's live. Oh, my God. It's just incredible that we are in this position. And tens of thousands of people demonstrated on the night. Katie Hopkins covered it. We played the video earlier. And now we're here, and this could be any of us, and this is their plan for me. This is their plan for you. If Hillary would have gotten in, they've got all these George Soros groups showing us, trying to shut us down. This is a war. And the good news is people are awake. Trump's doing a great job. Things are turning around on so many fronts. But the general public thinks, oh, things are better. Trump's in. No, the real war is raging now. We haven't won this by a long shot. You know, oh, and you first were a sports reporter. I know you got a psychology degree as well. But I mean, what's the sports analogy here? I'd say it's halftime. And what, we got a field goal right before halftime, so we're 3 points ahead. But they're coming out of that bunker, man, right now. And this is, we got two more quarters to play here. And if we think we're winning the game because we got one field goal up on the board against them, we're going to lose our ass. I mean, is that a good allegory here?
Well, I think the best analogy would just be to say, we now have the ball. When we got Trump elected, we now intercepted the football. And we can now move the football upfield. But if we're not attempting to move the football upfield, then we're just stagnating and we're going to eventually punt when Trump no longer is in office and they bring in, God forbid, another radical globalist. So right now we have the ball and it's about completing passes, you know, having the right blocking scheme, moving the ball upfield so that we can spike
it. It's about having will. These are pedophile, Islamic, New World Order, satanic globalist, hell-bent on enslaving us, and we have to stop putting up with their crap. We have to get pissed and hate them.
Well, Alex,
we have to know they're the enemy and stop buying their crap and absolutely get motivated.
Well, let me just
say
this.
Oh, why are you acting like this? This is only for sports. Sports is a facsimile of normal human activity. I am motivated for my family. I care about Tommy. I'm friends with Tommy. We were going to launch InfoWars Europe with Tommy. They're about to kill him. I care about him. This isn't a movie. This is a real person. Excuse me. Just, God, it pisses me off, Owen.
Well, now you know.
This is not another Netflix movie, man. This is a real guy with kids standing up and exposing pedophiles, proving to be accurate and good, now facing murder by a bunch of cowardly Islamists' asswipes in their little nightgowns.
That's why they don't want this news out there, Alex. They're trying. God forbid, if Tommy Robinson die in this jail, they don't want the narrative already out there that it was radical Islam.
They love it. What do you think about the blind spot of tyrants where they always think we're cowards and they mess with us and mess with us and mess with us? Don't they get that's not winning?
Well, this is happening in the UK, so this is their battle. But let me just say this. If something like this happened to one of the leaders of the Patriot movement here in America and they sentenced somebody to a death sentence via jail cell or the prison they put them in, that's an act of war to me. to me, if I'm in the UK and you see what they're doing to Tommy Robinson, that's an act of war to me. That is the government bringing down an act of war to their people.
Owen, you are an absolute godsend. When I was marching in here and then taping the interview earlier with Kalen Robertson, I was going to come on air and say, this is an act of war. The Islamic invasion is an act of war. The globalists are waging war on our economy. It is. CNN is waging war on the truth. Absolutely. This is an act of war. Exactly. A journalist, a patriot, a hero facing murder, moving him to a Muslim prison so he gets killed because he dare report on giant child kidnapping rings. My God. The man deserves a frickin' medal. He deserves to be carried on people's shoulders, but instead, he's there facing certain death, and we're not hyping that. Let me tell you, Tommy's not a guy. If you've seen him, he's not a wimp. You see him stand up to, you know, the North Africans, you know, and all the rest of it, you know, in the no-go zones. And he was scared when I talked to Caleb. He said, man, they're coming to my cell. The guards tell me I'm done laughing at me. They're going to murder him. They're going to murder him in front of us. And what does it say they think about us, Owen, that they can piss all over us like this? What the hell do they think they're doing? They're crazy.
Well, I'm curious, what happens to the 30,000 peaceful protesters in the streets if they do kill Tommy Robinson? What happens then? I don't think they're going to be so peaceful anymore, Alex. They're going to realize that this is an act of war against their country, against their heritage, and something's going to give. Something has to give here.
You know, maybe they want to start a civil war because Brexit, they just voted to continue Brexit. Don't they get that's a civil war they'll lose? It's like a mouse starting to fight with a, you know, with a juggernaut. That's what I'm. What is it about globalists that think because we were asleep, we were intimidated by them, but now we're awake and they think all the threats, it does not intimidate us.
Well, they're hoping
to take on 20 of these people.
They're hoping that the narrative that Tommy Robinson is in a mostly occupied by Muslim prison doesn't get out there. That's their hope because that's the narrative they have to control.
I totally agree. What about them taking down the video? Well, in fact, we have it. I meant to ask you guys, when I talked to them, they took down the video off their channel that had millions of views. Tommy Robinson, I won't be here much longer. Find a mirror, or I think we have it saved. What, they took that down today. They're even getting him ready for execution. Owen, you are so right, Owen. Please continue. I'm sorry.
This is what they're doing. They have to control the narrative so that the general public doesn't know that he got put into a prison that's made up with mostly Muslim inmates. So then, God forbid, if Tommy Robinson dies, they can't have the narrative that he got killed by radical Islamists in the cell, which would then lead to the bigger war and the truth being exposed, how the government has now kowtowed to radical Islam running the country. That's the narrative they don't want to have.
It's putting Muslims, radical Muslims, they're killing other Muslims all in power, like Sadiq Khan, leftist Muslims. And that's key, what you just said, because they don't want this information out. And people don't know. The Muslims kill people, even protest mosques, or put a piece of bacon on the ground. This is well known that they send you to Muslim prisons to be executed. So Muslims are the executioners in the UK. Radical Wahhabists are the executioners of non-radical Muslims, Christians, you name it. So Tommy's being sent to...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing CellForce.